Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa,
and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Pete Gray here, Corey Sandin here. Rock Cod Rick will be returning tomorrow after his Royal Players trip came in this morning. I'm sure he'll have some good information. Tomorrow's show, great show. Doug Kern, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, will have all the toy stories tomorrow. You want to buy some toys for Christmas, for some great gifts? Doug Kern will have all the good advice for you tomorrow, and Rick will have some good advice on fishing Guadalupe, too, so that's going to be a good show. But we have Dan Ostrowski in the studio with Corey and myself today. Great information about Yamaha Outboards. We don't get Dan very often because he's a busy guy, but when we do, it's just a wealth of knowledge right here.
I'm learning a lot.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah.
I like it.
And we have a great prize to give away, too.
We do. In fact, one lucky caller today calling in asking Dan a question at 833-288-0973. The lines are full, but when somebody hangs up there, chime on in. And we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, plus a Bill Varney CCA 2000 calendar. And can't beat that. I love the Tide calendar.
Yeah,
I live by that thing.
2020 Bill Varney CCA calendar is a great, great calendar.
It
for
is.
Sure. Yeah, so one lucky caller is going to win that, and you have a chance to talk to Dan. But in the meantime, let's find out what's biting out on the water.
And the report today, Pete, is sponsored by the Sato Linewinder Kit. It has everything you need, but the plywood board and the drill. It's a super high-tech line winder. It is comparable to line winders that go for up to $2,000, all for under $300. Your best value in high-tech line winders, get yours at the Longfin, Fisherman's Landing, Tackle, and other selected tackle shops.
Indeed, that is a great line winder. I have one. I use it all the time, for sure.
It's a good one.
All right, let's start off our fishdope.com report. Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey, Dan.
Good morning,
Mark. So, you know, guys, there's always those nagging honeydew projects around the house there, or some of that deferred maintenance on the boat, or a few tackle upgrades we just never get to when those fish are biting. Well, guess what, guys? This might be the weekend to get it done. There's a lot of weather offshore right now.
Yeah.
Big swell and building northwest wind, cold northwest wind on top of it. Just not so nice, but now, we did see some good signs of that winter yellow biting there for a little bit a few days back, you know, basically from the border proper up across La Jolla and even a dab up towards Encinitas there. But there were some nice spots up, some biting surf siren, some biting a yo-yo jig, a few on bait, but I think more jig fish, actually. But decent volume and good grade fish and good-sized schools when they were up. So that bodes well for our winter fishery as the weather improves here. And along with that, winter yellow has just been a hint. And I mean, now I'm talking no volume, just a hint of sea bass here and there scattered along the coast there. So that's definitely something to watch for winter time, especially as a little more squid shows up here and there. Of course, the headlines this week got on the big game scene's got to be that deep drop swordfish. They are still biting, guys. Up here, the area has been from just off Newport out towards the rigs there, kind of over toward the Avalon Bank, down toward the 152 like that. There's been a few caught off of Oceanside, and then that good area outside the 9 Mile Bank there, that's been a steady producer. And I'm sure there's a whole bunch more areas that just aren't getting looked at, but those are nice, especially for wintertime fishing, because they're just so darn close. But this last couple of years, you know, we've really been getting it figured out, cracking the code, if you will, and it's definitely paying off for the guys that are putting in the time. But it does require some specialized gear for sure. So that's some stuff you want to get on your Christmas list. Christmas is right around the corner. So
no doubt about
short
it.
Short report this week. Not a whole hell of a lot going on, but perhaps some good fun to talk about next week, dude.
I know you're gathering up gifts for next Saturday and the big Christmas spectacular with Santa Mark Wish. And that's going to be so gather your best. The way we do it is the best contribution to the show, whether it be fish report, a fish tip, a story, a song. I mean, we've had it all win, right, Mark?
Boy, we have had it all. Some good and some not so good.
Yeah, and we're going to get Brian to get his buzzer. Brian's going to have to get his buzzer ready too, because we'll have to get Brian keyed up on the buzzer for next week too, so we can buzz the people that don't quite make the grade, right?
No, you got to make the grade.
Yeah,
guys.
It's all
keep
fun.
It short and sweet.
Yeah, exactly. Short and sweet. That's the key for sure. Well, Mark, in the meantime, fishdope.com. Danny and the boys have had all the information you need to catch fish. $20 off a new membership. What a great Christmas gift. $20 off new membership to fishdope.com. You can get a gift card, a gift certificate from them. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, and get that Christmas gift. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262, and the website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, hey, we're going to talk to you guys next week.
We'll see you right here in the studio.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
look forward to it, Mark. Bring your Santa hat. All right.
You got it.
Appreciate
we'll
it.
Buddy.
All right. Thanks.
All right. From Bolsa Chica and Edinger down to Mission Bay of Seaforth Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great.
Staying warm and dry in there. Like you said, there's a little bit of weather out there right now. We have the morning half day out there, so it's a little bumpy. So we're just going to get that trip in today. And then maybe take the day, clean up your gear, but don't put it away yet because we're still catching fish. The big trip this week, the new Seaforth catching yellowtail on those half-day trips. Starting Wednesday morning, they had 25. Thursday morning, they had 63. Yesterday, only 8. And then, of course, the weather went right now might, put a little damper on that. But I've been saying the fishing has just been nonstop this year. So
crazy, right? And close to home.
And legitimate size,
yeah,
too.
Those are in the 15 to 30 pound range there. So there's definitely some nice fish in there. And I'm sure there's a good chunk of them lost in that mix also. So definitely great fishing going on there. Check the website. We've got a little bit different schedule coming up this winter. We're going to do something a little different. We're going to be running those half days. During the week, we're going to be running kind of a late morning departure, and on the weekends, our regular 2 half days. But we're also adding in a 3-quarter-day trip on the new Seaforth. They're going to be doing a 7 to 3:30 trip there, fishing in Mexican waters, looking for rockfish, because as we know, January, February, can't catch those rockfish locally. So definitely a little extended trip there if you want to spend a little more time and still get some rock fishing in there, and we're scheduling those throughout the week. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Full schedule's up there for those half days, those 3-quarter days, everything up there. We've also got a new whale watching boat that's starting to run there, starting to see some whales out there. So if you got people coming to town that might not want to go fishing but still want to get out on the water, whale watching is definitely a great option. So check that all out, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And as soon as the weather blows through, we'll be right back out there fishing.
All right. Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that very much. And we will talk to you next Saturday. Big Christmas. You better have a good take for the Christmas Spectacular next Saturday.
Hopefully we'll have some Christmas yellowtail for you.
All right. I like it.
Can't beat that. You just might win, Marcos.
Yeah.
All right. Bluefin for Thanksgiving, yellowtail for Christmas.
Okay. Right. We'll take it.
Yeah.
I like your strategy.
Yeah. That yellowtail bite was pretty amazing, though. I mean, it was close, too. It was like right outside the kelps.
Like I said, well within that half-day range. I mean, by 10 o'clock in the morning, they had 60 yellowtail in the boat. And every single one of them caught on an MC swim bait.
Yeah, every single
there
one.
There you go. Hey, you just won the Christmas Spectacular.
Yeah. See, that was easy.
Indeed. Thanks, Marcos. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you then.
Yeah, definitely great talking to you, Marcos. Always a good one. The Catch Report today is sponsored by Fishman's Processing. In San Diego, looking for a great Christmas gift, Fishman's Processing has the answer. Gift certificates for fish processing or an assortment of their great spices and rubs, smoked cheeses, smoked fish, or how about their Fish Pro Series and a knife. I guess that'd be a good one.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure.
So they have holiday special packages now at their convenient Liberty Station location. Order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
What a great gift, those Fish Pro spices and rubs.
Hey, with Mike Lemon here and Captain Rollo's kids at sea, and looking at that cool knife that they made for him, that Anza knife was super cool. And I can't get over, over 30 decades, being here in Southern California and making them here in the good old USA.
Yeah, and they made that Anza knife for specifically at the recommendations of their fish cutters, Raymond and such like that.
The
that,
beautiful
that
blade.
Fish Pro series. Yeah, heck of a Christmas gift. For
I like
sure.
It.
All right. Let's. Hey, look
bonus.
Who's on the line. Bonus report here from Captain Tim Ekstrom of the Royal Star. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are we doing?
Hey, doing terrific. What's going on the Royal Star?
Bonus report. Pete, I thought it'd be a great time to announce that you and I, in our all our wisdom, crafted a great trip that we're going to run for on under the Let's Talk Hookup title next year. You know, going back in early December to that big fish push, that's kind of been what that trip's always been about. We're going to take up the charge again, and we put that well, what we did is we made an eight-day trip that actually drops off in Cabo San Lucas on the eighth day. It's the perfect trip to take advantage of fishing your way down the coast, to Leos Rocks if there's fish out that way, along the ridge, and then wind up down on the bottom in lower banks targeting that trophy yellowfin. And, you know, again, with that drop-off on the eighth day, no travel time. No travel time on the way back up. Everybody jumps off in the cave. You had a great idea. I thought it was perfect. Just before Christmas, perfect time to fly the little woman down and spend a couple days in Cabo before heading back up north to pick your fish up on the back end. It's just a great trip, great time of year for that. I'm actually really looking forward to it. We've already got a few of the hardcore big fish guys that have signed up, and word has it that Pete Gray might just join us on that trip himself.
That's the plan. I'm definitely, God willing, I'm going to be there for sure. That's going to be a great trip. And it spans over a couple of weekends, too, Saturday to Saturday, or Saturday to Sunday, right?
Exactly. That was the idea. You know, squeeze as much weekend time in there. And as it's a new trip in that time of year, you know, we priced it very, very attractively.
Yeah,
it's a great deal. And you get a ton of fishing time. You know, if the trip goes straight down, works its way down the ridge of Leos, you're talking 6 days of fishing time in that eight-day time frame. And, again, the drop-off on the bottom end, that's just so beautiful. I know, Ricky, we did a couple of trips like that in the years past where, you know, you wind up on, let's say, Lusitania Bank or Potato Bank or Morgan Bank, Finger Bank. You're only 5, 6, 7 hours away from Cabo. So you fish till dark the last day and head down, bam, you're in Cabo, you're on the plane on the way home the following morning or the following afternoon. It's a great setup, especially for you know, those who don't have as much time to work their way back up the coast or just want to avoid that travel time back up the coast. It's the perfect setup.
Yeah, it is. And here's the deal, too, is that we also talked about the Guadalupe option. This season has been a fantastic Guadalupe year. We can stop at Guadalupe on the way down, right, and then work our way, fish that Guadalupe tuna, and then work our way south, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, you could jump out there, hit the island for a couple of days, and then work your way down and end up on you know, targeting 200-300 pounders on the bottom in the last 2 or 3 days if you wanted to go about it that way. It's an option, as are all things, you know, that time of year. And just in general, you know, we play that one by ear. We'd be keeping close tabs on things, obviously, down the line, everywhere through our network of colleagues out there. This year has been fantastic down there on those big ones. There's been sign on all those banks I mentioned, you know, anywhere between Jaime Bank, Finger Bank, Potato. There's been sign of that big fish for the last couple of months. And it's actually this time of year is the more consistent, I would say, peak, you know, November, late November, early December. That's more of the consistent peak time, although the last few years we've seen it go all the way into mid and even into January. So, you know, there's about a 2 month time frame where that falls dead smack in the middle. You know, if you're gonna take a swing at it down there, it's the perfect time to do so.
Yeah, indeed. Well, it's online right now, RoyalStarSportFishing.com. It's on the trip page there. You could book it now. It's already booking. You just put it up.
Exactly. Well, the word got out. You know, we put the word out to the core group of guys that have been going in that time frame. Ricky knows who they are, and you know, there's some guys that I had consulted with ahead of time, and there was a real demand for getting back down there at that time of year. So we threw that one in there, and away we go. I'm looking forward to fishing with the great Pete Gray again. That's a big bonus. Hey,
and you're running the trip, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, I will be.
Okay. Fantastic, Tim. Well, and the fishing on the Royal Star, I know they just returned from a trip that they're catching, right?
Oh, it's good fishing. It was good fishing out there at the island. It kind of slacked off the last couple of days, but that, you know, that happens in fishing, peaks and valleys, but the sign of fish out there was incredible. And, hey, word has it, I just got word that there's still fish out front here, too. This bluefin, you know, the guys are there's some commercial guys that have been catching it. I don't think that fish has gone anywhere. The reason I bring it up is we still have that 3-day online. We're going on that trip after Christmas, the Friday the 27th through Monday, December 30th. It's the perfect trip to jump on. Even last minute, get on there, guys. We're going to run that thing and take another swing, a final swing of 2019 at those bluefin that are offshore. I'm telling you, I wouldn't be surprised if that yellowfin is still out there, too. You know, there really hasn't been any coverage out there. Guys are winding down or doing maintenance and the like, but we're going to get out there. We got a handful of guys that are on shorter trips or on mid-range trips at that time, so we'll have a little coverage out on the water. You know, we have, being 3 days, we have local here all the way down to call Ned outside, you know, out front looking for that bluefin, whatever we choose to do. But if I couldn't even, I didn't hear that the show earlier, guys, but God, how about this yellowtail fishing right out front?
Yeah,
I mean,
right out front.
You know that body of fish is going to be around somewhere. You know, I mean, whether it be at the Coronados, whether it be farther down up here, I just think the suite of options is going to be great. You're only talking a couple of weeks from now. So as long as the weather is in our favor, I think we're going to have a lot of good options on that trip.
Yeah, and that 3-day that you priced, wow, leaves Friday the 27th, $1,000 for,
exactly.
And you say it's a go, huh?
That's right, and that's all inclusive. That's an all inclusive.
Everything
price.
Permits the whole deal.
Exactly.
Wow.
Just jump
what a
on
great
the trip.
Deal.
Away you go, and like I said, we're dedicated to getting that thing out. We want to run it. Want to get a little fishing in before the end of the year ourselves. So there you have it. We'll keep her online, and we'll keep you guys posted as we get closer towards the departure date.
All right. Well, I'm excited about that 8-day ride down flyback trip next December we're going to do. That's going to be a great trip. And Tim Ekstrom, happy holidays to you. We sure appreciate all the efforts that you guys do at Royal Star Sport Fishing.
Thank you, sir. We'll call you guys again next week.
All right.
Good morning.
Look forward to it. Good morning. Thanks a lot for that. Well, phones are packed, Corey. Let's jump into it.
They are, Pete. Let's talk to Rich. Rich calling from Bradley this morning. Rich, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, thank you. I got a couple of fuel management questions, because when we saw the gasoline formula change from leaded to unleaded, we saw a lot of negative consequences, like the varnish from the inside of the tank starting to clog up the old carbureted engines. It was devastating for a lot of people. We've had to carry like 5 or 6 fuel filters along with you, and it seems like recently the gas formula has changed again, because my outboard mechanic says there's been a rash of fuel lines that are collapsing internally and shutting off your fuel supply. They look fine on the outside, and you've got to change your fuel line so the darn engine will run at full speed. And with that in mind, I'm wondering, have you seen anything like the old days where the varnish is coming off the inside of the fuel tanks, and maybe potentially mitigating that with a inline fuel filter?
Yes. What you're seeing is the ethanol blends. Not only are they hygroscopic, where they absorb water, but they're very detergent based too. So what it's doing is dislodging all the gum and grime that's actually was on the bottom of your fuel tanks, and obviously holding it in suspension and dragging it back towards your pickup. And that's why filters are plugging up sooner than what normally used to happen, until that gets cleaned out or goes through the system and dissipates. It's very detergent oriented, and it'll loosen up residual gums and varnishes from old fuels and oils, if you were running premix in the tanks at any time.
Would it be a good idea to get the fuel polished then?
Well, yeah, that's an option. There are services out there that will take that fuel and clean it. However, you got to make sure that they inspect and clean the tank. So that would mean access to your, at least to your pickup tube area and your fuel level sensor area, so they can possibly go in with a small scope and make sure that the sediment that was at the bottom of the tank has been flushed out. And then they polish the fuel, polishing meaning they filter at a very, very high micron levels, so it's very clean from sediment, and can either return it to you or dispose of it. Mm-hmm. So the costs vary there.
Yeah.
That's if you're suspecting sludge in your tank. But yes, the newer fuels on older tanks have a detergent background to them, to where they will go and clean the tanks, and that also shows that there might be pinholes in the tank. So some people are saying, hey, the new fuels are eating my tank up. Well, chances are the old fuel and water was eating your tank up. This just removed any of the contaminants that was sealing the holes at the time.
Interesting. Yeah, all it's right. Kind of crazy. But so with that being said, with the newer tank, or you know, once you do have it cleaned, either one of the two, with the detergent-based fuels, it probably helps keep it cleaner from that point on.
It does. And, awesome. And again, the additives you pull in will keep things in suspension. But that's why I suggest always buying from a service station that you feel comfortable, that turns a lot of fuel.
Yes, right.
You know, the faster they turn fuel in their station, there's very little chance of sediments.
Yeah, good one. Absolutely.
Hey, Rich, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
I like it. Let's talk to Emmer. Emmer calling from San Diego. Welcome to the show this morning, Emmer.
Hi, Dan. I was interested in maybe repowering to VHO 115 from my previous 2007-115. I just wanted to know if those VHO series engines needed different fuel, or and also how much of an improvement from the base horsepower it would be.
What boat are you putting or have this on?
It's going to be a 18-foot center console.
Not a bass boat, but like a bay boat, or?
Yeah, like a bay boat.
Mm, okay. Yeah, it's the gear ratios and stuff are slightly different, and you know, it's made for lighter, quicker responses at the high end. So, you know, it's, if you're going to put it on a heavier boat and try to save fuel, that's not the proper application. I would just stay with the standard 115s. But the VHO of F does, now you're going to have me have to go in my books. But
is there a difference between the standard 115 and the one that he's talking about, the VHO?
Yeah, the VHO has, you know, it's designed for more for like the bay boats and the lighter okay. bass boats, and the smaller, you know, bay boats mostly in Florida, using them a lot.
Okay.
Shimano's using one of their boats back in back east right now.
So for example, the mid range 115 has a 1.8 liter F-115. So what's the VHO?
Same basic.
Same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. The differences are beyond the cosmetic, are just little different mapping in the ECUs that when they deliver the power.
Yeah, I got you.
If you overlay the specs, they're very close.
Okay, very good.
But with the higher RPM, it may require, I don't have, it won't come up, but it, I don't think that requires any higher octane fuel.
Okay.
Or special fuel, if that's what your question was, no.
Yeah, so you should be good. All right. And amazingly enough, the 115, they've got it down to 377 pounds.
Yeah, 377.
That's amazing.
Yeah, wow. That's a big seller too.
And yeah, it's a great engine.
It is taken over the 90s used to be a very popular flats boats engine down in Florida regions. Uh-huh. The 115s and the VHO have taken that over.
And our local anglers don't understand that, but they're running in inches of water, literally 12 to 18 inches of water, and want the lightest weight available. The reason I know this, I have a Parker Big Bay. Right. 21-footer, mm-hmm. And
you have a 150 on that.
I have a 150. It's rated for up to a 250, if you can believe that.
Wow!
But it's too heavy of a boat. It's a beautiful boat for here because it is nice and heavy, and it cuts the water nicely. But it's too heavy for the Florida flats because it draws too much water.
It does, but it's the way they've designed the boats, the 18-footers, the up to 21 back there is, yeah, shallower draft with jack plates and you know, they got the poles to hold them in position, the power poles. Yeah. And so they do, yes, they fish a lot of skinny water.
Super skinny. You know,
for that. But they raise the engines for that. It's not like the engine is automatically higher on the boat. That's due to jack plates and other installations.
But that's where they're trying to balance power and weight of the engine.
Yeah, and like I said, because it's lighter weight, it has now replaced what used to be dominated by a 90 horsepower.
Yeah, it's incredible. So they can use the 115. And,
right.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Just so the listeners kind of understand, because our local anglers don't necessarily look for 18 inches of water.
Yeah, for sure. That's for sure. Yeah, if you're in trouble.
Yeah. Amber, good question. Thank you a lot for a call this morning. You know, I have to mention, I just took delivery on a new 18-foot Parker from West Coast Marine. Thanks to Kevin and Bob Aronson over at West Coast down in San Diego, who's now doing all the outboard work there. And our good buddy Bob Aronson did a great job on getting the power on there and my 150. What a great little boat that is. And I think I had an 18 several years ago. I think they redesigned the hull because this hull, I had it up to 45 miles an hour in the bay the other day.
That's
with that 150, and it's smooth ride and dry, and just a fantastic little boat. And you know, Kevin gave West Coast Marine, they do such a good job over there, and Kevin and his team over there, and Gonzalo and Augustine down in the new San Diego location took really good care of me. So thanks for that. I'm very excited. That's my new bay boat.
Your new toy.
Surfing boat and hooping boat.
So, right.
Yeah,
I like it.
Indeed. Yeah, excited about it.
All right. Hey, I'm excited too. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Dan and Yamaha when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and crews with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, so we're learning so much today from Dan.
Indeed. Dan Ostrowski is such a wealth of knowledge, and thank you, Dan, for taking the time to talk to our listeners.
He's a sure busy guy.
My stuff. Pleasure.
Yeah, he is a busy guy, so let's jump into those busy phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Mike. Mike calling from Rosemead. Mike, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey, and Dan. Hey, my question to you is the design of the new motors being lighter and more efficient and stronger, how do the props come into play with the design of the maybe some of the boats, and you just don't have a standard prop, I imagine. And
good question.
Well, can you cover some bases on that?
Absolutely. Props are very important. Many will attest to, you know, their boat handling. You know, they change the prop a year or two later after they own the boat, and they swear that it's like a new boat again because they've added many things to a boat. So recommended RPM range, to first off, for a prop is important to the boat. So you always want to make sure that you're achieving the recommended RPM range, which is usually about a 500 RPM spread of max RPM on the boat, like 55 to 6,000. So once you attain that, prop design, whether you want aluminum or stainless, comes into play also. Offshore boats, I recommend the stainless. It's a lot smoother. Yamaha propellers in particular, though, we have new hub systems that when the engines have them installed, and the propellers are installed, you don't hear the shift. You don't hear the clunk anymore. There's the shifting is so velvet smooth, and for trolling and stuff, the balance is just second to none. We put a lot of engineering into our propellers. In our quality of stainless that goes into it. And so we took a hit a couple of years ago because we were lacking propellers for the summer. We're selling engines left and right, and there was no propeller ranges to fulfill those. So, you know, we got kind of a black eye. So
business was too good.
Business was too good. We weren't prepared for the popularity of certain groups of engines. And so what we did is we went out and bought a propeller manufacturer. So it's taken a couple of years to impart, you know, our Japan engineering into it to bring a very quality product to the market. Now we're expanding that facility. We started in August, I believe it was. They're expanding at 100,000 square feet or so. It's becoming much bigger. So our propellers will be more prevalent down and available down the road, at least for this upcoming season. That's the goal. But our dampening system that we use in it is, like I said, if you matched it next to an older propeller that you're hearing the clunking, there virtually is no vibration and no clunking, and the hub replacement is easy and more robust. So you can change them out. So it's all around. There's a lot of engineering technology that has gone into propellers. Even the process of making the propeller to hold nicer edges, better cupping. So you can really fine tune your running of your boat under normal loaded conditions.
On the Yamaha outboard website, and you go to a specific motor, say I'm on the 150 or the 200, there's a prop selector.
There's a prop
that
selector.
You can go through what you use to light the boat for, and it'll help you select the correct prop.
Yeah, that gets you in the ballpark.
In the ballpark,
And this is why I say that's the starting point.
Yeah.
But not every boat has a tower. Not every boat has,
right,
you know, a 300 quart Yeti cooler on the front,
right,
you know, or
right,
you know, or and on the back or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, when you get into the ballpark, then you fine tune.
Yeah.
But our propellers today are just, they're fantastic product.
Wow. Hey, Mike, good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I have a question for you. I'm looking now, of course, the mid lineup, which the 150, the 175, which is something that's relatively new, the 175 size, and then the 200 horsepower. They say they come with either mechanical or digital controls. Explain that to us. What would you want?
Sure. On the on that particular 2.8, it's a price point, Pete. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are some pontoon boats that don't need the digital componentry.
Why would you want digital componentry?
Well, it's cable routing, the type of boat.
Rather than cables. Rather than shifting cables, it's actually like electronic wires.
It is electronic, going to servos that do the throttle and the shifting.
Uh-huh.
So if you had multiple bends or the boat was designed with really no straight raceways to be able to rig it,
mm-hmm.
then you just run flexible cable all the way back. And so, yeah, that application would require the digital control. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. DEC is the digital engine control.
Yeah.
And so the control box, the cabling would be all electronic.
Yeah.
But it does carry a higher price point.
Yeah.
So,
but the digital, the cable shifting is much smoother, though, than, or the, excuse me, the digital is much smoother than the mechanical.
Well, if you get a mechanical setup correct, you know, if you set it up correctly, and you have no lost motion in the cables.
Yeah.
It's very close.
Yeah.
But yes, our electronic shifting is probably more precise because it's the same pressure and movement of power every time. You're not dwelling. You know, a hand can dwell, the human can dwell a little bit where the electronic control is yes or no. I mean, it's going or it's not
going.
Yeah. So it's much more precise, which is better for the gears.
Okay.
Overall.
Yeah.
But again, because we have both, there's markets that really don't want, you know, the extra cost.
Yeah, gotcha.
Or don't need it, you know, for necessity.
Well, yeah, I mean,
like you're describing pontoon boats, you know, on the lake for a rental or whatever. It just isn't something that's necessity.
It's not a necessity. And our cables, the types of cables that we sell, are, you know, bigger inner core, thicker walls. They're 33C cable. However, they're built to our standards, so they don't wear out. I mean, they don't have what we call properly installed lost motion, where the inner core goes to the outside of the jacket before it goes forward. So you don't have any of that wasted time.
No hesitation.
Yeah. So.
So one thing also, too, on the Yamaha upwards is the series of motors. So, for example, the 200 to 175, 150 inline four, they're basically the same motor, same weight. So there's only a few pounds difference between a 150 and a 200?
Correct. Yeah, I mean, all that is done, you know, with fuel injection and, you know, the mapping.
Wow.
A few other minor changes, but yes, it's... Yeah. That's in the same families.
Super fuel efficient.
Very fuel efficient.
Yeah.
I mean, the 200 is an amazing.
With my 150, I get running, you know, roughly 4,000 or 4,200. I get 3.9 to 4.1 miles, roughly 4 miles to the gallon, which is incredible.
Yeah.
Does that change if I, you know, I have a 150? Does that change if with the 200 maybe slightly?
It may change where you're running that engine.
Oh,
so
okay.
if you were running 4,200, which is a good sweet spot, and you're getting, let's just say 30 miles an hour, and you put a 200 on and you're running at 3,800 or 3,900, the mapping may not be as rich, and you could possibly get better economy.
I gotcha.
Yeah, because you're lower RPM.
Yeah, but
and more speed.
But that could go the other. Yeah, and speed again. Okay, the difference between the two, you might pick up 3 miles an hour.
Yeah,
you know, because the gear ratios and stuff are.
But if you put more load on the boat, having the 200,
correct,
you're going to gain a lot.
Create more efficiency.
But
yeah,
it's interesting, Corey, that you bring this up. Years ago, when I started doing this show, Pete and I would talk about fuel economy.
Right.
And some of the conversations were, man, I'm getting 1.5 miles of the gallon.
Which
I'm
was
jazzed.
A good deal.
Which was a big deal. Now you're saying, hey, I'm getting 4 to 4 miles
of the gallon. Yeah.
How about this?
Think about it.
On that new Parker, the new 18 Parker, I'm getting 5 miles of the gallon at 32 miles an hour.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Isn't that something?
It's something.
One and a half to 5 miles.
Where did that ever come up?
Just astonishing.
Yeah. Who would have thought? Right.
Well, we're just old, Pete.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Thank goodness for the reliability of Yamaha.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Let's talk to Bruce. Bruce calling from Lemon Grove this morning. Bruce, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, great show as usual.
Thank you.
My question is: any tips on the break-in period on the 115?
Yeah, the break-in period to me is very important, and it's not very long. It's, you know, 8 to 10 hours of multi-throttle position. Don't hold it at one continuous RPM. Go out there and vary the throttle just to get those rings and piston skirt seated and the valve seated.
How often should you vary? So you don't want to run the same RPM for 10 minutes? You want to run the...
Yeah, 10, 12, 15 minutes at each RPM for the first couple hours. And then after, just go bay cruise and vary it. And then take it out to the open water and then go to a slightly higher RPM. And then, like I said, our break-in periods are rather short in the grand scheme of things. They're 8 to 10 hours.
Then you can run it as normal. Yeah.
It's kind of a fishing day, really, or two short fishing days.
Pretty much, or if it's a new boat and you're just checking out the boat, you can be breaking in your engine at the same time just by checking out all your systems on the boat.
Yeah.
Or having your radar checked or compasses swung, whatever.
The other great thing about Yamaha outboards is the service intervals. It's like 100 hours, right?
Yeah, our service intervals are pretty long. Yeah. And you guys are higher hour user fishermen where, you know, you're going, oh, God, I got to change my oil again. It's been 100 hours. Well, not as many guys get to enjoy the amount of days on the water that you do, but, you know, the average California person probably puts 25, 30 hours a year on their boat.
Sure, yeah.
And so it's a couple years before. I personally wouldn't do that. I would change it annually anyway.
Change it annually, regardless of how much.
Cheap insurance, get the contaminants out of there.
That's true with any boat, whether it's a diesel engine or an outboard engine. If you don't use it enough, change it every year.
Yeah, diesel especially because of the sulfur and stuff. Yeah. Well, now we got low sulfur fuels that kind of dissipates. But it's get the contaminants out of there, get the fresh oil, and be ready for that next bite.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and jump back into it.
Let's talk to John. John calling from Upland. John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Great show.
Thanks.
My question is, before when I had my other boat, older motor, with the additive, I would have to, whenever we were done, I would have to drain the carburetor because of the additive. Is that required now, too, with the new Yamahas? I have a 2017 15-horse Yamaha.
No carburetor in that.
No, the 15's carburetor.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, the 25 and up is fuel injected.
Oh, okay.
But, you don't have to drain the carburetor. What I would do is when you're preparing that engine to be put away for the season is just run your fuel conditioner in the tank and let it go into the carburetor and leave it. It'll be fine.
And like you mentioned earlier, just have a side tank that you plug into it if you're going to let it sit for 6 or 8 weeks. You know.
Well, his being a 15, he probably's got either a 3 or 6 gallon tank, unless it's an accessory engine, you know, a kicker engine. But that's all you would need to do. You don't really need to go in and drain the carburetors.
All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's get another one in there. Let's talk to Ernie. Ernie calling from Vista. Arnie. Excuse me, Arnie.
Vista.
Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, Arnie.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Happy holidays to you, Arnie. Doing?
Yeah, thanks. Happy holidays to you guys, too. The question I had, I work in the automotive industry, and E85 can create a big problem with a lot of engines that aren't designed to run on E85. Now, are your outboard engines, can they run E85? And the other question I had was, Do you guys use like regular octane, or you guys use the super unleaded with your outboard engines?
Well, to answer the first part of your question, no, E85 is not recommended for outboards.
That's the new 15% ethanol?
No, that's 85%.
85%?
You know, put your chemistry hat on. It started out as E10 being an extender. Well, corn farmers go, my God, we've hit what we call the blend wall, and I'm not even going to get into that because I'll put your listeners to sleep. But now that they've produced as much as they could, they want to raise the ethanol, you know, so boom, sure, we get 15. But in development of ethanol, beyond 15%, 20% and above, it starts changing its whole chemistry. Okay, and then it comes back around at E85, which is used in some other countries, you know, now. So that's, I'm sure you guys have seen the term out there, flex fuel, on your trucks, cars. That's the flex fuel. So it has programming in its ECU to recognize that the oxygen content of the exhaust was probably due to E85, and it changes its electronic structure in the mapping and allows your engine to run on that. Without that capability, E85 will not give you anything but problems.
And that's so you don't want to use it on an outboard?
No.
Absolutely not.
You don't want to use anything above E10.
And then as far as octane, we talked about that earlier in the show. Standard 87 is fine unless it calls for 89.
89, that's correct. You can
Certain
models have, you know, the higher octane just for that. But I'm calling it, you know, it's available at pump octane. You don't have to go buy some trick or racing.
But your standard 150s, 200s. 87.
87, yeah.
All right, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right, let's talk to Tom. Tom calling from Temecula. Welcome to the show this morning, Tom.
Morning, guys, and a happy new year and all that sort of stuff as we're getting into it. Dan, you've kind of touched on a lot of the stuff that I was going to talk about. But, you know, I have a F100 that I really like, and it's been doing well. With the ethanol that we're using, is there a concern at all for the fuel lines being changed after a number of years because of the ethanol? And are you guys at Yamaha concerned that we could end up going to E15, and how would that perform in the engines?
Well, for the E15 question, no. We're actually under federal law, it's illegal for you to put F-15 in an outboard.
E-15.
They just haven't labeled the pumps. You know, that's part of the problem is the infrastructure getting from to the consumer information. We pushed hard, and so the RFA says, you know, basically that the label that should be on the pumps will say not for use for outboard small engines and a few other common products that don't require or need or have the design to run on E15 or better or higher. So federally we're covered. I don't see in the very near future at all a requirement for E15. Again, Trump did allow the ability for it to become a replacement fuel in various areas or nationally, but you still should be able to you should make every effort to not run E15 in there.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Yeah, that was definitely a good one, Tom. We're going to be right back. We're going to figure out who's won this full day trip on the Liberty and the Bill Varney 2020 CCA calendar. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup App and Network.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want, a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Penn. We have the best Penn has to offer, including International VISX, Fathom 2-Speed, Torque 2-Speed, Fathom Star Drag, and so much more. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Penn saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden. Both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And a really fun show today. A lot of calls. We left them packed. One lucky winner today. Bruce from Lemon Grove wins the full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing and the Bill Varney 2020 CCA calendar.
Indeed, and wow, what a great prize. Thanks a lot to Tara on the Liberty. They're doing some real nice fixing up on the Liberty down at Fisherman's Landing now, doing a lot of maintenance, stuff like that. But they'll be back online really, really soon. But,
right after the first year.
Oh, yeah, they'll be ready to go. Dan Ostrowski, never enough time to answer. There's so many people that wanted to ask you questions and such like that. But we talked about it. The Yamaha website, YamahaOutboards.com, is so full of information. And I'm blown away at doing research during the show here, how much information's on there. So that's a great resource, right?
It is. For maintenance, like you were saying, the prop selecting tool,
gauge
tech
selection.
Tech bulletins that are out there, are service bulletins.
Deciding which engine to get.
There's performance bulletin section that you can look at. And, it's a wealth of information. It's very well laid out. And there's a dedicated team that really works on that
It's really well done. And then also, you have questions about additives and stuff. They have a sideline on that, too.
That's correct. That's
everything's
important.
Linked right through there. Yep. Yeah. So YamahaOutboards.com. Yeah. All right, Dan. Well, sure appreciate all your time, and thanks for all the energy that you put in here and helping us out here. And thanks to Yamaha, too, for being the great sponsor that they have for many, many years here on Let's Talk Hookup.
They are, and we appreciate it. Thank you, Pete.
All right. Thanks, Dan. And thank you. Thanks to Brian. Thanks to Adam for all their hard work behind the scenes here. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Mr. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle will be here. The return of Rock Cod Rick from his 7-day Royal Polaris trip. Thank you, Corey. Corey will be back next Saturday for the big Christmas spectacular.
Good time.
You're looking forward to that. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.